glorify your name, Jesus. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy, Jesus. And I thank you. You're worthy, you're awesome, you're holy, majestic, Father. You alone are holy. We thank you, Jesus, for your blood. We thank you that you loved us, reconciled us to the Father. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. I have no idea who's here. It doesn't matter. I know what the Lord told me to do. I'm hearing a lot of reports from people or they're emailing and calling me from other states saying that they're enjoying the Holy Ghost teachings on Sunday night. So that's in itself is good news to me. Turn down a little bit, baby, the music a little bit. Hallelujah. So I rejoice. Rejoice in the Father. I tell you, the only good thing about being persecuted in the mind by the enemy, and I've been getting it, but the Lord gave me some correction today on regarding that matter when Satan comes to torment my mind. I'm not at liberty to talk about that with anybody at all, but I will say this, that when there's a certain season in our lives when Satan comes to steal the word from us. Well, he comes all the time to steal the word from us. Let me rephrase. When he comes at me to try to torment me with emotions and with reasonings, I've learned this, that torment, that season of him coming to me, that's going to end. And when that ends, I just mature just a little bit more because I don't quit. I'm too much of an idiot to quit. I'm just too stupid to quit. And I won't quit. And I'll leave it at that, because I'm not going to give him any glory when he comes to torment my mind. I'm standing, man. I'm not crawling. I'm not in diapers. I'm not taking baby steps. I don't have feeble knees. I'm not down. I'm standing. I'm not in diapers when he comes and to torment my mind. I'm not in diapers. I don't take 3 or 4 steps and then fall. I don't run 10 steps and then fall. I'm not on crutches. I don't have feeble knees. No. I'm standing. So that and alone, you got to grasp that. We're standing. I'm not crawling. I'm not barely getting by. I'm not on crutches. When he comes, even when he comes to torment my mind on his best day, I still stand. I still get my butt to church. I still get up in the mornings and lift up my hands and worship my Father. I'm still standing, and I'm not regressing whatsoever. And neither are you. So glory to the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. If there's anything that I'm rejoicing in now, is that the love of God is calling me so much like it never has before. The love of God. Jesus gave us as one of the last major teachings that he did before he ascended, before he went to Calvary. He gave us a 5-chapter teaching, John 13 through 17, on the perfect blueprint on how to continue. Now I have some of the finest teachers that are over me in the spirit on this walk. Men that I can't even tie their shoelace. Powerful men of God. And I thank God for that. But I have the perfect blueprint in Christ Jesus. Before he ascended, before he went to the cross, paid a terrible price, went to hell for 3 days and suffered as a sinner and rose again and is exalted to the right hand side of the Father. Before he did what he had to do, before he was glorified, he knew that his time had come. He knew that Judas Iscariot, that Satan had already put in his heart to betray him for 30 shekels of silver. He knew that time was at hand. So as he's about to depart this world unto the Father, he gives me and you a secret. He gave the 12 a secret. and we strive and we labor so hard and so much to figure out what God's plan is in our life. We strive and we labor so much to figure out how to receive this outpouring in the Father. But Jesus gave us an absolute 100% perfect blueprint on how to receive what we call revival. He laid it line upon line for me and you, saying, look, the time is at hand. I'm about to be offered up. I'm going to be with the Father. My ministry and my humanity is almost to an end, boys. It's almost to an end. So I'm going to instruct you on how to live as I lived. And if you live how I lived, whatever I've been doing by the power of the Holy Ghost, whatever I've been doing by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to teach you and instruct you how to receive the same exact thing, the same results that were in my ministry and my humanity as a man. I'm going to teach you because I love you, because I want you to go out into the world and to win the world. But I'm going to tell you and teach you something that can continue this flow of love and power in your lives. Listen to me, he said. Listen to me. I'm about to be offered up. I'm about done in my humanity as God here on earth. In flesh, my ministry is about over. So I'm going to teach you, I'm going to tell you the secret of what you are to do to continue in what I did. That intrigues me, man. That excites me. That Jesus loved me so much and loved you so much that he gave us a perfect example on how to continue in what he did. Jesus said this in context, boys, my time has come. Judas is about to betray me. So I give you a new commandment. So a new commandment I give unto you. This is what he said. This is the secret to receive a 100-fold manifested power and glory filled revival. This is what he said. He said, I give you a new commandment, that ye love one another. Listen to this. He said, I give you a new commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. I give you, I'm leaving, boys. My ministry and my humanity, it's almost over. I'm about to be ascended to where I was before the foundation of the world, the right-hand side of the Father. I'm about done, boys. But I'm going to give you a perfect instruction of what you saw in me on how to continue in this love and power that I walk in. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, so that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. You know what, in part, what part of that instruction hit the spot in me? He said, I'll give you a new commandment. It was new. It's going to be new to them, because they couldn't love the way he instructed at that time, because they were not born again. They did not have the love of God inside of them. So if they did not have the love of God inside of their human spirit, how could they love like Christ instructed them to love? But he said, the day's going to come where I'm going to ascend, and you're going to receive a brand new spirit. You'll be born again. And then out of that spirit of love, you'll be able to love. So he said this. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And I stopped and I said to myself, okay, Jesus said, Homer, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So I stopped. And I said, you want me to love like you loved me. So I knew by how I'm taught that in that context was going to be, or I was going to see in black and white, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So he wants me to love society like he loved me. So I asked myself, okay, I understand what you're asking of me, Lord Jesus. You want me to love. You're giving me a new commandment to love my brother. But then you said, I want you to love like I loved you. So I said, okay, I must dig the scriptures in this context in chapter 13 through 17. You want me to love, Jesus, people like you loved me. So I knew somewhere in 13 through 17, there had to be a complete description of how he loved me. And if I could ever comprehend and have a revelation of how he loved me, then I could understand how he wanted me to love you. I can't love you like he loved me lest I conclude and see in black and white how he loved me. And when I can comprehend and see in black and white how he loved me, then I can take that example. I can meditate on that example and then love you the same exact way that he loved me. But I had to see in the scripture, not in a broad sense, not going to Ephesians and figuring out how he loved me. But I knew in John 13 through 17 that in there was a perfect instruction on how he loved me. And if I could ever grasp how he loved me, then I knew out of that grasping, out of that understanding, and out of that wisdom, out of that revelation, if I could understand how he loved me, then I could understand how I could love you. So I dug the scriptures like I know to do over and over and over again. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So ye also love one another. How I have loved you, I want you to go out and love the same exact way. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. He didn't say how well you preached. He didn't say how well you taught, or how nice you sung, or how much you prophesied. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So being a disciple of Jesus Christ, wanting all of Jesus Christ, wanting to be embraced by Jesus Christ, wanting to experience Jesus Christ, I dug the scriptures to find out how he loved me. I knew in my spirit that there was something word for word, for word for word, line upon line, on how exactly to a T he loved me. I knew there had to be something there, because he said, Homer, I want you to love society how I loved you. He wouldn't tell me to love you like he loved me unless he would show me how he loved me so I could love you to the same capacity. Are you with me? So I went through 13 and 17 over and over again. I went to chapter 15 and my answer was there. Jesus said, now what we're after is, I want to love you like Jesus loved me. You're after the same thing. You want to love people. You've been instructed by the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ. He said, I want you to love people like I loved you. So I'm going to save you a lot of trouble, and I'm going to help you. Word for word, I'm going to show you how he loved us and how he wants me and you to love the world the same manner that he loved me and you in. He said in chapter 15 of John, he said, as the Father, remember what we're after now, we're looking in the scriptures to find out how exactly did he love me. And if I could ever grasp his love for me, if I could ever understand how he loved me, then I could go out into society, into the streets, into the highways and byways, and love people the same way he loved me. He said, as the Father has loved me, I think it might be verse 5 or 6, I don't know, in John chapter 15. He said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. We're getting somewhere now. He said, if you continue in my love, he said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. He said, continue ye in my love. He said, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may remain. This is what he said. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. So then I must know that I'm getting pretty close to comprehending and knowing how he loved me. And if I could comprehend how he loved me, then in that comprehension, I know that I could go out into society and love society the same way. So what we're after here, and I take it there's not that many people here today, but it doesn't matter, because the ones that are here have ears to hear. That's all he needs. He just needs a few. He just needs a few that are hungry. That's all he needs. So what we're after here, if we want to see in the scriptures how he loved me. And I asked a good Carl last night. I said, Carl, how did God love us? He said, out of his spirit, Jesus. And that's right. Jesus loved us out of his spirit. Yes. But what I'm looking for is in context, word for word. That he gave a right answer. That was not a wrong answer. But I knew there was something word for word in John 13 through 17 that explained to me how he loved me. Jesus said, and I'm redundant for a reason. He said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Jesus said to me and you, continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, listen to this, you will abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, even as I, Jesus Christ, have kept my Father's commandments, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, so I abide in his love. Then he said, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy may be full. Listen to this. Here we go. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Jesus, my provider, head of the church, how did you love me? In what manner did you love me in, Jesus? Well, he said to continue in his love, and if I kept his commandments, that I would abide in his love. He said, as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, in his humanity, all that the Father asked Jesus to do in his spirit, like Carl said, he did. Then he says, as I've kept my Father's commandments, I abide in the Father's love. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Then he said something so remarkable. He said, greater love. This is how he loved us. He said, greater love, he said. What we're after is, how did Jesus love us? We could grasp and understand how he loved us. We could go out into society and love people the same way that he loved me and you. He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And he said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Okay, Jesus, you seem to be contradicting here. You said, You kept the Father's commandments and you remained in His love. You said that you kept the Father's commandments and that you remained in His love. You seem to be contradicting yourself here, Jesus. Then you said that you remained in the Father's love because you kept the Father's commandments. But now you're saying there's a greater love than keeping the Father's commandments. Or did He say that? He said, as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Then He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Then He seems to contradict Himself, but He doesn't. He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. Well, what's greater, Jesus? To keep the commandments of the Father or to lay down our lives for our friends? You said greater love has no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. But then you said you remain in the Father's love because you kept His commandments. Which one's greater, Jesus? Which one do you want me to do? I thought you were the teacher of all teachers, Jesus. I thought you were the living word, the mighty Logos. Which one do you want me to do? You said you remained in your Father's love because you kept your Father's commandments. But then you said, no greater love than this is there in this world, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Are you with me? Or do you think you're with me? This is what He was saying. He said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. You know that I dream these scriptures? You know, while I'm going to sleep, they talk to me. I'm asleep at night, and these scriptures just burn inside of my spirit. They burn and they go over my spirit over and over again. They don't stop. Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Then He said, greater love has no man than this, and a man laid down his life for his friends. Well, who laid down their life a few days after that? Christ, right? He laid down His life for the 12, for society, for anyone that would call upon His name. That blood was for them. He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. But then He said, I walk in the love of the Father because I keep the Father's love. I keep His commandments. Well, Jesus, which one is it? Which one do you want me to lay down my life for my friends? Or do you want me to walk according to the Father's commandments? Which one do you want me to do? You want me to abide in your love by keeping your commandments? Or do you want me to lay down my life for my friends? What do you want me to do? Make up your mind. Jesus, you're inconsistent in your doctrine. No, He's not. This is what He was saying. He said, if I've kept my Father's commandments and I abide in His love, or I walk in love because I kept the Father's commandments. He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Do you know how Jesus laid down His life for His friends? Where did He receive the instruction to lay down His? He said, greater love has no man than this, and a man laid down his life for his friends. Where did He receive that instruction from? Where? The Father through what? In context. Now, we're not going broadly here. We're going in context. And that's not a wrong answer at all. We're looking for the answer in context. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept the Father's commandments and abide in his love. Even as I have kept the Father's commandments and remain in his love. Even as I have kept the Father's commandments and abide in his love. Even as I have kept the Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Same subject. He says, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Where did he receive the instruction on how to lay down his life for his friends? Where? Say it. From the commandments of the Father. So you cannot, Jesus could not lay down his life for his friends lest he heard the commandment of the Father. Everything that he ever did, he did it for me and for you. He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends, meaning everything that my Father ever asked me to do, his commandments inside of my human spirit, the moral law, the Ten Commandments that were inside of me, I kept everything the Father ever asked me to do. There wasn't ever a day, a second, a minute, an hour, a week, a day, a month, a year that I ever heard the commandments of my Father. Everything that I ever heard, I kept. I never had my own agenda. Not my will, but my Father's will that sent me. He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends, meaning everything that my Father ever asked me to do, his commandments, I did. I remained in my Father's love. Greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends, meaning I laid down my life for you, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, John, Nathaniel, Philip, Jude. I laid down my life for you, Judas Iscariot. Greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. By keeping all the commandments of the Father from his spirit and from that one-on-one conversation that he had with Elijah and with Moses, and when he was talked to by the Father, everything that he was ever asked through the engrafted word, he did it. And that qualified him to lay down his life for his friends. This is what we're after. We want to love like Jesus loved. Well, he just gave us a perfect example. He said, greater love has no man than this, and a man laid down his life for his friends. He said, I remain in my Father's love because I've kept his commandments. So laying down his life for his friends meant that his whole life he kept the Father's commandments, which qualified him to lay down his life daily for his friends. So he just showed us word for word. John articulated and wrote down how Jesus loved us. Jesus obeyed the commandments of the Father, and in doing that, he laid down. He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. Now, here we go. The next part, he says, you are my friends. What we're after here is, he said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. As he said, I want you to love one another as I have loved you. Then he so well put how he loved me and you. He said, I laid down my life for my friends. up to the point of death. But even in that, I kept my Father's commandments and I remained in His love. I loved you, Alex. I loved you, Rosie. I loved you by keeping my Father's commandments. Everything my Father ever did, I did. And I never disannulled His love. Every action, everything that I did came from my Father, from my spirit. And I heard it and I did it in return. That meant that I loved you, Renee. He said, and I want you to love the same way that I loved you. Well, how did you love me, Jesus? He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Then he said, you are my friend. You are my friend if you do. You are my friend if you do whatsoever I what? Command you. He said, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Whatsoever the Father commanded Jesus to do, He did. And that qualified Him to remain in the love of the Father. And that qualified Him to love me and you. Same thing. He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. He said, you are my friend, Renee. You are my friend if you do whatsoever I ask you to do. You are my friend if you do whatsoever I ask you to do. What did He just say He did before He said, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I ask you to do? What did He say He did? He laid down His life for His friends. And what we're after is we want to love each other like Jesus loved me and you. But He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. Then He said, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. So He laid down His life for humanity, for society. He said, all that my Father ever gave me to do, I did. He said, I want you, 12. I want you that are born again. I want you to love just like I loved. So Jesus said, I kept my Father's commandments, and that qualified me to love you. I laid down my life for my friends. That qualified me to love you. Now I want you to go out and love the same exact way that I did. I laid down my life for my friends. Guess what He wants me and you to do? To lay down our life. Not on the cross. He's done that once and for all. But He wants me and you, by doing whatever He asks us to do out of our spirit through the engrafted word, if me and you can come to that place of agape, where we are so sensitive to His instruction, He said, greater love has no man than this, and a man laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And when I do whatsoever He commands me, that qualifies me to lay down my life for my brother. And if laying down my life for my brother qualifies me to walk in His love, that means that I'm keeping His commandments from inside of my spirit. Jesus Christ in His humanity kept the love of the Father that lived inside of His spirit, out of His born-again spirit. He's saying, the way I obeyed my Father out of my spirit, I laid down my life for my friends. Homer, I'm asking you to walk this life in me by obeying whatsoever I command you out of your spirit. If you can do that, Homer, if that can be your love, if that can be the joy of your day, whatsoever you ask of me, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified. We want revival. I do. I see people in wheelchairs and dying, and it hurts me. It hurts me. It grieves me. I count myself real healthy. I go and come as I will. I want to see that one person get out of that wheelchair like you do. Jesus said, if I could ever love like he loved, Carl, if I could ever lay down my life for my brothers, I'm going to start at the top. He said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. He said, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made them known unto you. He said, you have not chosen me. He said, you have not chosen me. But Jesus said to the 11, to the 12, listen to this. But I have chosen you. You should go forth and bear much fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Listen to this. He said, you have not chosen me. Let it go, baby. Let it play. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Listen to this. That whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, that will he do. This is my commandment, that ye love one another. If I could ever love you, if I could ever come to the place where I don't want to defend myself when somebody reviles me. When somebody talks about me, I want to be to the place where I don't care what you say. Because I know that Jesus Christ has asked me to an extent to lay down my life for my brother. In other words, I got to not do or not say or say or not say whatever it takes not to offend even my worst enemy. Not an enemy because I made them my enemy, but because they made their enemy of me because they didn't like me because what I stood for. I want to know that everything in me, there's nothing in me whatsoever that wants to offend anyone. Letting people run over me, I don't care. When I'm reviled, I revile not back. When I suffer, I commit to him who judges righteously, who his own self bear our sins on the tree. I'm dead to sin and alive unto him. I return to the shepherd and bishop of my soul, Jesus Christ. The spirit of glory and of God, 1 Peter says, it rests upon me. I got sufficiency living inside of me. I can make it. He said, greater love has no man than this. Than what, Jesus? And a man laid down his life for my friend, for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So when I do that which I know is right out of my spirit, Jesus said, I call you not servants anymore, but I call you a friend. And guess what we're called after the rebirth? We're called sons. From servant to friend, to son. So how did you love me, Jesus? I laid down my life for you, friend. I kept my Father's commandments. And in keeping my Father's commandments, that qualified me 100% to love you. So what qualifies me to love society? Keeping the commandments of Jesus Christ that are in my spirit. When I keep the commandments of Jesus Christ that live in my, in essence, I'm obeying the Father's commandments too, because the two are one. That qualifies me to walk in love. And if that qualifies me to walk in love, then I am laying down my life for you. Think about it next time you have to defend your faith or you have to show somebody how much we think we know in the scriptures. Think about that. Really. We've been hearing that for years, but we still, up to this day, we still have to have a little final response in there. You think about it. Is that what Jesus Christ, the head of the church, is that how he would have me and you conduct ourselves? He said, greater love has no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not a servant, for a servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I've heard of my Father, I have made them known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I've ordained you. I've planted you that you should go and bring forth fruit. But I can't bring forth the fruit that he's asking me to bring forth if I cannot walk in love. He said, I've planted you. I've ordained you. Go and bring forth fruit. Go into the world and bring it forth. How do I bring that fruit forth? Lest I walk in love. If I can't walk in love, I'm not going to lead anybody to Jesus. He said, I've planted you. I've ordained you. I've given you of my spirit to go out and win over society. I've ordained you, boy. I've planted you. I've planted your feet where? I've given you a brand new spirit, a spirit of agape. 1 Timothy says, for God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of what? Love, power, and of a sound mind. It's through this spirit that he's given to us that we can go out and win over this world. For God has not given to us a spirit of fear that we had before we were born again, but he's given to us a spirit of love, power, and of a sound, a disciplined mind. He's not talking about the Holy Ghost. He's talking about the born again spirit that lives inside of your spirit. If we can learn to live our life out of this place, that is 100% a genuine love. When we can learn to shut our mouths during adversity, when we can learn to walk according to that incorruptible seed to the glory of God, when we can learn to walk according to that unction that 1 John talks about, that, my friends, is what Jesus Christ is looking for. A man or woman of God that will not defend themselves in the faith, but that will live out their faith in him to bring him an everlasting glory, laying down our lives for our friends. How? By keeping the commandments of Jesus Christ that live inside of our hearts. There are no shortcuts in God's kingdom. There are no shortcuts. None. He said, I've ordained you, I've planted you, that you should go and bring forth fruit. What fruit? People. I've ordained you. I'm sending you out into society. I'm going to give you a new nature. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. It's through this relationship that you have with me that I'm going to plant you and ordain you that you should go out into this world and win them all over. But it's only if you abide in the vine. You are the branches. I am the vine. Last I checked, the vine didn't receive its substance from the branch, but the branch received its substance from the vine. He said, I am the vine, you are the branch. If you abide in me and I in you, he said, you will bear much fruit, meaning you continue in what lives inside of you, the love of God. I'll give you what you need to finish, boy. I'll give you of myself. Do you know that we're supposed to live out of our confession? Love and our confession are not separate. When we believed in our heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, instantaneously a spiritual DNA was put inside of our spirit and we were called sons of God. We're to live out of that confession. We're to live out of that confession. Live a life laying down our lives for the brethren, keeping the commandments of Jesus Christ. He said, you have not chosen me. He said, but I have chosen you and planted you or ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, that will he do. This is my commandment, that ye love one another. You have not chosen me, Carl, but I've chosen you and I've planted you in myself, in my Father's sayings. I've ordained you. I've given you the substance that you need to win over society. Will you abide in what I've given you? Will you abide in my love? Because the day and the moment that you choose my life as a lifestyle for yourselves, boy, when you go out into society, you're gonna win them all over. All that have an ear to hear, all that have eyes to see, you're gonna win them over because you're walking in my agape. And I've planted you and ordained you that you should go out into the world and to bring them in. But you're only going to bring them in through my love. You know that you can tell somebody about Jesus with hate and unforgiveness in your heart and never receive anything from them people? That's the church is so full of people. I want to tell you about Jesus with so much hate, adultery, and fornication in their life. Just be quiet. Save your energy. Save your energy. We want to tell people about Jesus in cohabitation, living with somebody. Be quiet. That's hypocrisy. Complete hypocrisy. I'm not talking about perfection. I'm talking about willful sin is what I'm talking about. We all have strongholds. I have strongholds, but I'm working on them. So are you. But if you're not working on your stronghold, if you're content with it, just be quiet. Greater love is no man than this, and a man laid down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever. You are my friends, Carl Ellie. You are my friend if ye do whatsoever I command you. Amen. I know where I'm going after this place. You ready, Carl? I'm not praying all every day for the last year or two and to not do nothing. This world's dying. This world is sick. Sick physically. Infirmities. No hope. We are the light of this world. We are that city that's set on a hill. We are the salt of this earth. We are the candle that's on a lampstand, not on a bushel. We give light to all those that are in the room. Not by how we articulate, but by our lifestyle. Amen. Ring the bell, boy. Loud. Stand with me, please. This capacity crowd. Father, we bless you. We thank you and we glorify your name. We thank you for your goodness. Father, we're going to keep these classes up. We're sorry for the times we had to miss. We're back on schedule. We'll be back to normal. Father, we bless you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.